Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share.
Open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
So usually, we start each episode by asking each other questions. And how we normally do it is we put the questions in a bowl and each of us picks one. But for today's episode, I wanted us to do things a bit differently. So I want to ask you my questions and you can ask me yours.
I'm scared. Not scared.
No, they're nice questions.
No, they're never bad questions. I just like, I never know what you're going to throw. Like, this is such a wild card. Please, but cool.
Okay, I'll start.
Nah, I feel like I should go first. I know ladies first, but I feel like let me just get mine because I don't... How deep you're gonna go with yours?
It's not deep, I promise.
Okay, then just go.
I saw this on Twitter actually. Okay. Let me just give context. This guy tweeted this and got the responses were so interesting. So I was like, I have to ask you this. Do you remember the first truly independent decision you made? Complete agency, no influence, just you and a choice that had big consequences. How old are you?
I don't know how much of that I can actually put on.
You can just say how old you are.
I think 90.
That's pretty old. People are like 8. I'm like, what? Why? I was 18, for sure.
Mad. I've always been like really strong-headed like with my decisions. So 19, I was able to make a choice and be like, this is me and I'm responsible. I need to own this thing. I need to make sure that whatever circumstances, repercussions, consequences, I own. Yeah. What have you learned the most about yourself this year? Like with the whole like quarantine, everything.
I'm stronger than I thought I was. Because there's things that like I've dealt with mostly on my own.
Yeah.
That I don't think a lot of people are able to. You?
I want to say strength, yes, but I don't use the same words because for me it's more like I've been able like to tap into who I've always been. Does that make sense? Like I've been able to tap into my true self. I've been able like to see myself for who I've always been, not shrouded by people's opinions or how people move. I've just been able to sit and be like, you know what? I love this version. And I feel so nice. Like I feel like I've met myself again.
What's been your favorite part of season one?
One was the shoot, like when we're doing a shoot for this. That was fun because things like became realer. And then episode number 3, Reparenting the Inner Child. That was like one of my favorites. You?
My favorite thing has just been having like consistent, almost like therapeutic conversations every week. That's been my favorite part.
Favorite episode?
Selfishness versus self-centeredness was my favorite episode.
Mad.
Because I think it's so important in your 20s. I feel like it's something that even I would listen to again.
Yeah, true. My version of that question was, two things you're most grateful for in season one.
I'm grateful to be putting it out finally and having a direction. Like the fact that we've actually done season one and then the fact that we already know and are aligned in where we want to take it next.
Sure.
Those are the two things.
I think one, it's our consistency. Just being able to plan things out and then actually execute and see everything through. For me, I'm just like, I'm really grateful for that. Second thing would be, yeah, just actually being able to put it out. It's more true to what you wanted it to be. I'm grateful for you. Also, true, like, genders. You know what I'm saying?
I love that because it's even, like, even with episode one, talking about happiness versus success. Success for a woman and success for a man, societally, are defined
two different things.
Differently, yeah. So, yeah, I love that we bring different
the dynamic,
perspectives.
Yeah. Episode 7, it's Mastering the Mind / Metamorphosis. I'm going to ask you a couple of things and then we see, like, where we're at. Basically, what do you understand by mastering your mind? Like, when I said it, like, what did you start thinking about?
I started thinking about, you know, how, like, monks and stuff, the way they've meditated, they can control their brains fully. That's what I think of.
Okay.
Like, there's this monk who these scientists did an experiment on his brain. Do you know about it?
I wanted to hear something like you did. I hear it. Let's go.
Where they put him in an MRI machine and he was able to activate specific parts of his brain just by thinking. That, to me, is mastering your mind, because I'm like, what? Imagine being so powerful, because that means, like, if you want to shut something,
you can.
You quiet it. If you want to, like, you know, like, you're the one in control.
Yeah, it's you control your mind.
Yeah, you control your mind, exactly.
Mine is going to be, like, a bit, not morbid, but the same version of a monk. It's just the monk who was set on fire, and he didn't scream, didn't move.
He set himself on fire.
You get? So it's, he didn't move.
He meditated, yeah.
I always take from that is just like your brain can be so powerful that that's what it's gonna be like about, you know. It's just you control it and you tell it what to do. It doesn't tell you. So instead of you being a slave to your mind, you become a master of it. To master something, you need to understand how it works. And for you to control it, you also need to be able to, you can't control something you can't focus on.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's how I wanna base this whole discussion is, how do we get to understand how our mind works? And I think step one is your thoughts. I feel like just your thoughts.
Thoughts are everything.
Yeah. And also, what choices do you make with your thoughts? Are you able to draw like awareness into moments of your day?
Yeah,
like in
not
the morning.
Consistently, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, let me answer that part.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what happens in between for you to be like, I can't remember, like I'm not really that tapped into my thoughts as the day progresses?
Being busy, doing things. You're doing this, but you're thinking about what else you need to do, that sort of thing.
I look at it this way. See, I'm aware of my thoughts from start to the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I think it's just that intention. You want to set out to be like, okay, fine. I'm able to see my thought as it starts my day. And then as my day progresses, where is my attention shifting to? And it's like the law of thermodynamics. Like you can't create or destroy energy. You just change form. So the energy you have, maybe your bar is like at 100 when you start your day. But the more you don't like consciously decide, I'm applying this energy to different things. So maybe 10% goes to my work, another 10% goes to my creative, 10% goes to friends, family. Like if you don't distribute the whole thing, you're going to find yourself, you split yourself into so many different things because you're not being able to focus it on
one thing at a time.
Just one thing at a time. And I think that's just step one, is choose where you want to direct your attention to. So it can be you're at work, but don't think about the end of the day, because I find that's a thing I normally do sometimes. I'm just going to the office. I'm already thinking about the end of the day again. So I'm not being aware, or even I'm not going to be purposeful in anything I'm doing. My attention is just not in there. That means I'm expending energy, but it's not going to be productive. So you can go a whole day where you've done nothing, but you still feel tired. But you can actually go a whole day where you've done multiple things.
And you feel energized.
Yeah. So I feel like that's step one, is just let's be able to choose where you direct your thoughts up to.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I just think it's hard.
That's not easy. I feel like none of the things we'll talk about today are easy. And that's what we might go to the next thing. It's practice. 10,000 hours rule. If you do something for 10,000 hours, you become a master at it.
That's why I'm always like, oh, I meditated once this week. I feel so bad. Because I'm just like, when will I get to that level that I'm trying to get to?
Yeah.
So yeah, practice.
But I feel like even just the one is, it's a step.
But I think it's also...
It's bare minimum.
It's bare minimum. I mean, I get the whole atomic... Maybe, actually, it's more that I should think about it more like atomic habits rather than like the habit. Even if I do it for 3 minutes every day, it's better than doing it for 10 minutes on one day.
Yeah. That's one thing I read, that if you meditate with the goal of, I think, mastering meditation, it defeats the purpose. It should be something you're doing and you just do without any expectations, because then you'll be present, you'll be meditating, you'll be like, okay, fine, at least I did it for today, and then tomorrow I'll do it again.
I just feel the difference when I've done a week where I've meditated,
yeah,
a week where I have meditated, okay, like once. I'm like,
the difference.
So are you're a morning meditator?
Yeah.
I'm an evening meditator.
I feel like for me, morning works, so I'm able to like set like, you know, a focus for this day. So anything that's gonna come and try like take me off my wavelength, I'm able to like block it out.
I feel like my morning routine for me is that, like, if I'm able to do the four things in order that I like to do them every morning. I guess that's also a form,
it's a
of,
form
meditation.
Of meditation. Yeah, I feel like it's not that we sat down, you know, legs
like
crossed.
Guided. Yeah.
No, it can be just.
I like guided in the evening because it's like I've gone through everything and I just want to like relax my mind and body and get ready to sleep.
So with the practice, we have a lot of distractions, and I look at the biggest one, it's your phone, if you let it.
So do you wake up and then first thing you check your phone?
No.
I do that, and I'm trying to hack it, so like I'll instinctively wake up and reach for my phone, but then I'll try to put a podcast and put my phone down, so
just
instead of going on Instagram.
So from jump, like when you started meditating for the first time, did you find yourself, this is easy?
No, I feel like I did, I think maybe it's the person, Headspace, the guy's voice. I find it so easy to listen to him. And then also on most of these like apps and things, the beginner ones, they talk you through it so simply.
Okay.
So it wasn't really hard for me. And it's a thing of, if your mind wanders, just become aware that it's wandered and then bring it back and repeat. Did you struggle?
Before I go to understand really how just my mind is, I think that's something I've also learned this year, is I think about a lot, and I'm a thinker. One thing I read somewhere or I see, that's it. That's enough for me just to start. I've gone on a whole other tangent. So being able just to like to reel that horse in, to be like, okay, fine, just chill a bit. Let's just, even if we're going to focus on one thing, just let's focus on this one thing. And that's what it became about. So that was always my goal. I want to hear myself, if that makes sense. It became easier from there, like when I started looking at it that way.
It's like you're inside yourself. So you don't really hear. Like what I usually hear is my ears ringing. Obviously if someone walks into the room, I'll hear them.
Yeah, there.
But it's never, like I never close my eyes to meditate and I'm trying to hear what's happening around me. I'm trying to like just be inside my head.
So the game I try and play is, if let's say it's a sound, like if it's a buffet of sounds that I can hear. So there's birds, there's cars, there's trees. I like to play in this game where it's, can I just focus on the birds only? You get, so can I shut out these other sounds? And then when I can master that, fine, can I just hear like the trees just like blowing? And that's when I began to understand, oh shit, my brain can actually do some shit now.
Mm-hmm. And also I love like body scan meditations where you're like,
what's that?
You try to like literally scan your body, like you try to feel the air go into your body. It's like try to feel your feet, try to feel the contact with the chair, like that sort of thing. I like that.
So if I'm able to do this, like, you know, consciously I'm being able to transfer all these attention and be aware of all these things, then that actually explains why certain things happened in my life previously, because I was not aware of the subconscious way I was putting like attention on this thing, and that's what I'm attracting into my life. You get?
I felt that.
But then there are two things that are born out of that. There's now awareness. So you become aware that you have an awareness.
And then, it's actually quite unfortunate. I mean, it's fortunate, but it's unfortunate.
When you
like
feel,
when you're
you know
aware,
it,
it's like...
There's no
like,
switching though.
Yeah.
There's no going back. The mind works, I think, in two ways. So there's an awareness and then there's the mind. I want you to look at awareness as, it's like a ball of light, cool, that goes wherever it wants to go. Your mind is like the, it's a big space with like different sections to it. So the whole point of awareness is this ball of light is able to move around all these like sections. So if you're thinking about money, this ball of light is moving towards that like compartment in your brain that's just about money. And once it lights up that place, you become aware of that. What happens to us in our day is you wake up in the morning, that ball of light, maybe it's centered because that's how you sleep. So waking up, you're waking up, okay. So your ball of light is centered. When you're unconscious about who you are, this ball is going to shift depending on anything that happens in your day. The whole point of mastering your mind is you control where this ball of light is going. So I look at that ball of light, its fuel are your thoughts. The ball of light can move depending, but it's really supercharged by the thoughts that you actually have.
Anyone can do that experiment. Take rice, cook it, have a good container. I don't actually know if it's supposed to cook it or not. I don't know. But take rice and put it in like a good rice container and a bad rice container and speak negatively to the one rice.
Yeah.
You'll see there's a big difference in how the rice even ages.
Mad.
Like one, it'll get spoiled. It's such a common thing that like people do it all the time.
So for me, so that's what I drew from that. It's just like, then that means my thoughts have so much power. So if I tell myself something, I can manifest that thing to myself. It's about being able to be aware of where your emotions are at and where your thoughts are taking you. And that can only happen when you're able to concentrate. And concentration is being able to keep your attention focused on one thing for an extended period of time. So when you plan your week, it's not like my excuse for not planning. It's just, okay, fine. So if I plan my next week all the way until Friday, how am I going to be able to concentrate? And I already know I'm thinking about Wednesday, I'm already thinking about Thursday.
You don't need to think about Wednesday because you already know what you're going to do on Wednesday. So just do what you need to do on Monday and then repeat. I feel like not planning is what makes you not be able to concentrate.
That's
like
fact.
There's a lot of things in the air.
That's fact.
Where do you even start? You know, it's that feeling of where do you even start? But being able to like itemize it, you can see this is going here.
True.
It's like, at least by the end of the week, I can have done some of these things.
But what do you think like are benefits? Or do you even struggle concentrating on things?
Sometimes I'll be doing a specific task, like a work-related task, and then I'll be thinking about something else.
Yeah.
I just have to get it out of my head somehow. I'll like write it on a paper. That's why I have all these other notebooks. It's like if I'm thinking about it, I'll just put it out so that it's not in my head anymore.
Cool.
But yeah, I struggle to concentrate.
Isn't there any benefits of concentrating like this off the top of your mind?
Yeah, because you do something so much better. Sometimes what helps me actually is when you set a timer.
Mad.
And just like, I won't touch my phone for like, usually like 52 minutes. But there's always that thing of you can only fully concentrate for X amount of time, then your brain needs a break.
There's this thing like I wrote. So when you're able to concentrate, you're able to focus all your energy into one single given point. And it goes ahead to say, life is a manifestation of where your energy is flowing. But that cannot happen if 20% of my energy is going towards like negative self-talk, and then another 10% is going towards thinking about the past. Another 10% is just going to feeling, this person said this, I'm ready. How am I consolidating all this energy, my 100% battery? How purposeful am I in where I'm actually channeling and allowing my energy to flow into? That can only happen when I've been able to control this ball of light and now it's able to move around. I feel like for me, mastering my mind is also just, this is also like a really personal one because I feel like I know I can do it. Anybody else listening, you can achieve anything you want to achieve, but are you allowing that energy to flow or life to flow through you to channel that energy towards manifesting what you actually want to manifest?
Energy flows where intention goes.
And then I come to metamorphosis because I feel like with all those things, you're able to master your mind, you're able to control it, and you become like the captain of that ship because you're being conscious, you're choosing everything consciously. So you become more conscious about the people you're spending your time with because that's energy you're spending out of the
100%. You're just more intentional about what you're allowing.
Everything you're doing in my life, so you've set all these boundaries.
That's my thing lately. I'm like, I think you're confusing me with someone who doesn't have healthy boundaries.
And that's where I've gotten to. What's my purpose in life? Is just be able to have like a complete like metamorphosis of who I thought I've been to who I always like wanted to be.
Who you thought you've been.
Yeah.
Who you want to be.
Yeah. Because who I thought I was is really based off of what society expects you. You know,
yeah.
A lot of other things that are not really me. But into who I want to be, I feel like I'm at the center of that manifestation.
Yeah, I think it's the same. It's like who you thought was more from the outside in, and then who you actually is
want
from
to be
the
inside,
inside
out.
Yeah.
And that can only happen if I've mastered my inside. And mastering my inside comes from me mastering my mind.
So do you think it's like you wake up one day and you've mastered your mind? Or how do you think it's something you do and then you reach this point and from that point on you've mastered your mind?
No, because I feel like you get to master it, but you'll always have to keep on practicing it because circumstances keep on changing. If you master your mind, it's going to get easier to do all these other parts of your life is changing.
Yeah, it's like a paradigm shift. You're not seeing life through the same
lenses
that you were before.
There's no destination with this one. I feel like it's a journey you'll always have to walk. What do you think is the biggest like roadblock from you actually being able to master your mind?
I think it's time. That's not really a roadblock, but that's like what I need to get to that point.
Okay. What do you feel like has changed the most? Or evolved the most about you, or grown as you've done, like moved from episode 1 to episode 7?
I think it's just the sense of self-awareness, because it's like once you start having certain conversations so consistently every week, we're talking about like something that either self-development, self-improvement, you can't like close that door.
True.
So you start thinking about things in your day differently, reflecting on your past differently, you start realigning your vision for yourself differently.
True.
So just the level of awareness I have of myself, what I actually want, what means the most to me, just my sense of awareness.
You've always known who you are, let's just start there. But then there's the work I've seen you putting into you actually getting to really understand who you are, if that makes sense. And I'd say the same, I think like moving from episode 1 to here, what has changed the most about me is how gentle I am with myself nowadays. And that's something really big for me because I feel like it's something I've been consciously or unconsciously doing. But just some things being brought to my awareness. I say like reparenting is my favorite one. The certain things I'm able to tap into and be like, oh snap, that's why you're like this, Shagga. Okay, fine. You have a choice. Are you going to continue being like that or are you going to make a change and actually be better? And that's what I draw from this whole experience. Then why mastering the mind became so key. That's the only way we can hold anything that we've talked about from episode 1 to now. We can make it true and we can hold those, and I say lessons we've learned to improving like ourselves and maintaining it.
And I feel like we should also throw that question to the audience. Like if you've been with us for this entire season, what do you think has changed for you from listening to episode 1 until now, to this episode? That's episode 7. That's season 1.
That's season 1 done.
Yep.
That's mad. It's a really, like, it's bittersweet because I'm just like, okay, fine. We finished season 1. So thank you. This is like, it's been therapy that I never knew could be therapy. Whoever's been able like to pick things as the episodes have gone on, I appreciate you. Like,
yeah,
for sure.
Thank you for listening. You've gotten this far and you've listened to every episode. I've shared so much and it's been nice to have the space. So thank you guys for allowing us to share this space with you. We hope that it's been a blessing in whichever way to you. And if it has been, please share with someone who you think could benefit from this.
You can also like send like your comments and your thoughts through. I think we'll have dropped like the email and everything.
That's it.
Yeah.
So once more, we are your hosts.
My name is Eugene Ikeshaga.
My name is Edna J. Thank you for listening.